Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Evangelist and Elder White. Please go with us with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to live to see another day. We thank you, Father God, for this special day. We thank you for your Son. We thank you, Lord God, for giving your only Son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God, so that we may have an opportunity, Lord God, to make heaven our home. God, I just ask that minds are prepared and hearts are received, and we truly understand what Passion Week was and the resurrection, Lord God, of Jesus Christ. And I just ask, Father God, that we get a complete understanding of what Jesus really did for us, Lord God. God, I just ask right now on today that you will word our mouths, Lord God, on what and how to say, Father God. I ask, Lord God, that the listeners, including ourselves, Lord God, would not only be hearers but doers to your holy word. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Elder White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
Sir, I am doing good. Allergies is trying to get me, but other than that, I am doing fine.
Praise the Lord.
So we are finished our series on order in the house of God. And I think a lot of pastors just said, amen. And God has given us, God is calling for accountability.
Yes.
That's really... very on top, especially for what today is. So God is calling for accountability. We're going to have to give an account. We're going to be accountable and responsible for the choices we make and everything that comes out of our mouth and the things that we do. Amen, Elder?
Amen.
What is accountable to you? What does that mean to you?
Well, when I think about accountability, I think about responsibility.
Mm.
I think that whenever you are given responsibility, it comes with being accountable. It comes with being able to observe the gifts and the talents that God has blessed you with, and for that to be used for his purpose.
That's
and I
right.
think accountability also talks about us being able to recognize God's authority as well as his delegated authority, and being able to realize that we are accountable one to another.
Amen.
So there's
That's
a lot
good.
That goes with accountability.
That's good. That's real good, Elder. I have a few scriptures, too. One of them is Romans 14, and it is 12, but I always try to read the first one before that. And so we're going to do Romans 14, 11 and 12. And the word of God reads, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." It's in
sure.
the word.
Amen.
Amen. The other one was Jeremiah 17 and 10. I'm going to go to that one real quick. Jeremiah 17 and 10, it says, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing."
Amen,
Amen Elder? And then the last one would be Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Matthew 12, 36 and 37, and this is in red, so this is Jesus speaking. "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Amen?
Amen. The scriptures.
Amen. You know, one of the things that... I was thinking about is sometimes we don't want nobody to hold us accountable.
Hmm.
We you know, it has a part of doing with it. It just really has a part of maturity. But people don't want to be held accountable because they don't want nobody to tell them what to do. I want to do what I want to do. And don't you say you're going to do something
and somebody comes back behind you and says, well, remember you said, you don't be reminding me of what I said. We don't want to be held accountable, but we want to be seen. We want to be heard, but we don't want to be held accountable for our actions. What do you think about that, Elder?
Well, you know, that's just the times that we live in today. It's a very selfish type of culture.
Yes.
That we kind of live in today. It's all about, you know, how I can advance. It's all about how I can succeed, and mm-hmm. we never get to the place to where we work together as a body. And as long as you operate in that kind of mentality, there really is no need for accountability but to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a relationship with God,
yes.
you know, one of the first things that God begins to deal with is your own person. He begins to deal with your thought life, your mindset, which has to be accountable to God.
Right.
And when God first begins to deal with you and he humbles you, and that's really what we're talking about. We're talking
yeah.
about being humbled. And when you are humbled and you realize that it is not about you, when you realize that you're not as high as you think,
mm.
you begin to now seek God for instructions, because
yeah.
with accountability and responsibility comes instruction.
Yeah.
And the first thing God always has to deal with, he has to deal with the individual being able to realize that he must become subject.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says in Romans, the 13th chapter, it says, let every soul be subject
yeah.
to the high power.
Yeah.
For there is no power but that of God. And once you acknowledge God and his authority, he will then begin to deal with you and show you instructions, and then your eyes will be open to see, you know, how can I now fit in with others? How can I now use my gifts? It's called synergy. You
mm,
know, it's when
like
it's when 1 + 1 = 1.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's in other words, what me and you can create
together.
And what we can do together, I understand that I could not have done it without
you. And vice versa.
And vice versa.
Amen.
So that mindset now turns into how we all now can fit, and we start to think, man, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000
yes.
to flight. So I'm no longer thinking as an individual, but now I'm thinking about, you know, how I can work together with others, and how my gifts can be used to add to the body. But it starts with the individual being accountable to God so that he can show them how to be accountable to others.
Amen. I like what you just said. I was just going to piggyback on that. You know, not just in the spirit realm, but in the natural. You know, if I go down this highway and I'm going 90 and a cop sees me, I'm accountable for speeding, and he's going to give me a ticket.
That's right.
You know, I'm responsible for driving. I knew that I was speeding, and I have to give an account unto someone who is over me in the sense of him being a police officer.
Right.
You know, our children, you know, hope y'all listening, whether they're old or young, they have to give an account for how they honor their parents, you know, and we as well give an account for how we honor our parents, you know. In the house of God, the pastors are the chief priests that God puts there, and we are going to give an account for our obedience and how we do, you know. Husband and wife, I have to give an account, Elder.
Amen.
You are my head, you know. We don't have a lot of, you know, we say it's so, that was when our grandmas was here. It still applies, just like the Old Testament is just as well as the New Testament. We still have to give an account, and we cannot, we're without excuse.
That's right.
We can't say, well, we didn't know, and I don't know. And Elder, what's the scripture where God gives gifts with no repentance? What's that scripture that I'm trying to say?
You're talking about where gifts and callings, they
yes.
come without repentance.
Exactly. So you can't say that, you know, I didn't know, because God is giving you a gift, and if you are not using it according to the way you should, then shame on you. But we have a Bible, and I always say, and I heard a lot of them say too, Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. So we have the instructions and the tools on how we're supposed to be accountable. The problem, Elder White, is a lot of folks just don't want to be responsible.
That's right.
They don't want to be responsible for nothing. We got a bunch of grown babies, you know, that don't want to be responsible, but we have to be. We are responsible and accountable for what God has already given us. Don't ask God for no mansion when you can't take care of your little apartment. Amen, Elder?
That's the truth. Amen. That is the truth.
What were you about to say? I know you have something to say.
Well, what I was always also going to add is when you think about any type of business,
yes,
anything that is going to work in an orderly fashion, there has to be accountability.
That's right.
There has to be an atmosphere in which we understand that if you're not in place, you know, and I think that's what we don't realize. You know, we have this thing where we do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it, and we don't take into account of how that affects the body.
Yes.
You know, and I learned that early in the military.
Yes.
You know, when you have all this training that you put into an individual, and this individual is not in place, that's now somebody else that now has to step up and take over that position, which means that something is going to go lacking.
Mm.
When we're not accountable to one another, something goes lacking.
Right.
You're missed.
That's right.
And it does have an effect on the body.
Yes, it does.
And I know when you're in your workplace, you're accountable to that boss.
That's right. Huh? That paycheck,
because
right?
That paycheck. When you want that paycheck,
say that, Elder.
you're gonna be accountable. But when it comes to the things of God, we are not spiritually minded enough to really think about how we are affecting the body and affecting others.
You know, it's so good that you say that, because we have it so backwards. We will make sure if the boss asks us to come to work for 7 days, we will be accountable because we want that check. But when it comes to the house of God, we miss Sunday school, we miss Bible study, we miss prayer. We're not accountable, and we don't want nobody to hold me accountable either. We have this attitude sometimes that says, you be lucky that I'm still coming.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad that I come when I do come.
You'll be doing God a favor.
Right? Mercy, Lord God. So we have to be accountable one to another, and it's not about nobody trying to be in people's business. It's about being accountable. If you say something, do it. Elder White will tell you, I am the first one. Please don't tell me nothing if you're not going to hold on to it. It's not an evil intent. I'm just kind of, you know, holding your feet to the fire. If you say you're going to be there at 7, please don't show up at 8. You know, I'm just holding you accountable to what's come out your mouth. And all I'm asking for is for you to be responsible for your accountability. If you're not going to be there at 7, can you give me a courtesy call so I can do something within that hour opposed to waiting for you?
Amen.
But, Elder, we just don't, you know, accountability also has to do with being considerate. You know, we have to be considerate for one another. Are we really our brothers and sisters keepers?
That's a good question. You know, and that's what you have to ask yourself when you are part of a body.
Yes.
When you are part of a body of believers.
Amen.
You know, that's what we do. That's what separates us from the world and makes us different. It's the love for the brethren.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "It is by this you will know, or the world would know, that ye are my disciples. It is by the love that we have one for another."
Yes.
And that means that we are accountable one to another. See, when you meet God and you meet God's authority, there's no problem with obeying his delegated authority.
Amen.
You know, because we know that we are all represented. You know, we sing the song. We sing the song, the Jesus in me.
Uh-huh.
Loves the Jesus in you.
Okay.
The Jesus in me.
Uh-huh.
Loves the Jesus in you.
Uh-huh.
So easy. So easy.
Yes.
So easy to love. Y'all know that ain't. Y'all know y'all just be singing that song. Because if it was that easy, if I can recognize the Jesus
in you
and you recognize the Jesus in me, then what's the problem?
Right.
Well, why we can't get along in the church?
Elder, somebody
ain't got God.
Elder, you know, the reason we can't get along in church is because
Same.
Elder, you know, we I'm going to make sure I tread very softly this morning, but we don't give accountability. We should be accountable one to another. You know, Elder, I learned, a lot of people ask me, Evangelist, how come y'all don't go to big churches? You know, why don't you go to that big old church, Church of God and Christ over there? And I love Kojin. However, there's no accountability in a big church. Can I just be honest? There's more account, and I'm sorry if I hurt some. There's accountability in small churches, just a little bit more. People know when you're absent. People know when you're not there. I believe that if you have a task at hand, if you're an usher or a doorkeeper, and we have people, especially new ones, coming in, and nobody is there to greet them, will they come back? If we have a praise and worship team and nobody shows up and we need your particular sound and the praise and worship team is off, you know, what if the pastor wasn't accountable, babe? Elder White, what if the pastor didn't show up? You know, we are accountable. I'm accountable to you. You're accountable to God, you know?
And you know, it's easy for us when we're in these positions to do that. You know, when you're in a position of leadership, we see it. But I think that's why it comes down to the individual responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think about the parable of the talent that Jesus talked about in Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Yes.
And, you know, going into the 14th verse there.
Yes.
And how he gave talents.
Yes.
As he was talking about the kingdom of God, and he gave unto one 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability.
Mm.
You see, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. You see? And a lot of times, you know, that's what many of us do. You know, we hide the gifts and the abilities that God has given us because we are not spiritually minded enough to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about trading, you know? When we talk about being accountable and when we talk about identifying and using the several abilities that God has given us to use. This parable was talking, of course, about money, and he's using a short story and talking about money and how you would take this money and trade.
Yeah.
But we're also spiritually talking about the gifts and the abilities that God has given to us and placed in us to be used with the body of Christ that many times we sit on. What are you doing with your abilities and your gifts, and what are you doing in showing that you are accountable and acknowledging what God has given you to be used for the body? That's very, very important. And the one who did not have interest to give his master when he returned, the Bible lets us know that he was not able, he was punished and not able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
And it is very important that we understand that we all have a purpose here.
Yes.
We all have a purpose that we must acknowledge.
Yes.
When it comes down to being accountable and who you are ultimately accountable to, just like with the scriptures you was talking about,
yes,
is to God.
Mm.
Because when you stand before the judgment seat, you have to give an account.
That's right.
For everything that you did and did not do. And that ministered to me because it lets us know that to whom much is given, much is required. And we have responsibilities today to ensure that we are doing everything we can wisely with our time. Are we accountable with our time?
Mm.
Are we accountable with the things that God has, that we know that God tells us to do to ensure that we are able to be a blessing to others?
You know, Elder, that's good because that kind of ties in a little bit of the lesson Wednesday that I was teaching about, you know, being a busybody. You know, are we accountable to just taking care of our own work and what God has given us, you know, and what we're supposed to do with others? I think one of the main reasons in the house of God we don't want to be accountable is because we have not grown spiritually maturely. It takes maturity in the spirit to be held accountable.
Amen.
Because if you're not mature in the spirit, you'll think someone picking on you. You'll think that, you know, why you want to, you know, you'll be in flesh. You won't
right.
be in the spirit. You won't understand. The reason you are accountable is because I'm depending on you. And I need to understand or know that if you're not going to be there, I need to put somebody else in your place. But, oh, man, that means if I put somebody else in your place, then I got to find somebody for their place. And it's like a domino effect of things that happen. But if you're not mature in
uh-huh.
the spirit, you'll take offense to someone wanting to hold you accountable. See, sometimes our children, they would take offense to wanting to be held accountable. Did you clean up your room? Dad, just give me a couple of dollars. I said, I want to go. No, but you need to clean up your room. Did you do your chores? Did you, you know, so until you come to a maturity to understand why you are being held accountable, you won't really be responsible like you should.
That's right. You won't be able to take responsible and anything that needs to grow. You need to be able to take some kind of
correction.
Constructive criticism,
right.
You know, and realize, and the flesh doesn't want to be corrected,
no.
And that is the problem. When you're carnal-minded,
yes.
you know, the Bible says to be carnal-minded is death,
yes.
and to be spiritually-minded is life,
yes.
because you need the spirit of truth in order to receive truth, and it has so much to do with. Don't you know that it takes something for me to just be a man? What does it mean to be a man? You need instructions on from God
yes.
on how to be a man, because if not, you start thinking like a lot of
yes.
I don't want to go there, but you start.
Amen.
And the Bible says that, and Romans in the first chapter it deals with that.
Yes.
It deals with what happens when we are not grateful and we don't acknowledge who God truly is, and our
That's
hearts
right.
become darkened, and we change the image of God into something corruptible, and then we begin to leave off the natural affections of the man
yes.
and the woman and so forth, and you become reprobated in your mind. You see, when you don't esteem God and you're not accountable to him, then what I'm trying to tell you is that you don't even know how to be a man.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't know how to be a woman. How a woman is going to be subject to a man if she does not have a relationship with God.
And, you know, Elder, I'm so glad you saying that, because, you know, a lot of my sisters, you know, they think that it's the old way. You know, we ain't got to be submissive no more. You know, if I work, he work. You know, we both heads, we both this. I'm here to tell you there's only one head. And my head is my husband. We can't be 50-50. Somebody has to be a little bit over, you know. So and you are what God has called, you know. But I'm mature enough to acknowledge that your headship has been who God has called me to be. I'm a helpmeet.
And it's only because God said it. It doesn't. It's not
exactly.
because man is more intelligent. Than the woman, because if I'd have to tell you, I say that, you know, the woman is more telling a lot of time. So it has nothing to do with ability. It has more to do with what God said,
okay.
and then for things to operate
That's right.
in an orderly fashion.
That's right.
So we have to be there has to be some kind of structure in order.
That's right.
You know, you can't run a business and everybody is on the same playing field. Then who's calling the shots?
And you know
who has the vision?
Amen.
Who what are we following?
That's right.
If there's not a leader,
Oh, Jesus.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
If there's not a leader established, and we don't exercise dominion over each other as the Gentiles do.
Amen.
If I recognize the gifts in you, then I let you serve.
Whew.
You see, I'm not fighting you.
That's
but,
right.
But if, when you identify gifts and you identify abilities,
yes.
thank God, because now you have to serve. That's why Jesus
right.
came, and he came
That's
serving.
Yes,
he didn't
Lord.
Come to just show that he had an ability over somebody.
Right.
He said, now that I recognize the ability and the gifts and the purpose that I have,
yes.
now I have to serve.
That's right.
Now I have to humble myself and serve you for the better good, because that's what I'm going to be accountable for.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a problem when we allow sinners
yes.
have so much power over. Why are you worrying about and why are you worried and reacting in your members like you done lost your mind because a sinner who is not even spiritually minded is doing things that you know they doing because they are not in a right state of mind.
That's right.
You're accountable for that.
That's right. And, you know, Elder, I wanted to say what you were talking about with, you know, like even just husband and wife being accountable, and you were talking about a leadership. Chaos is always the result when there is a void of leadership. If you look at people's homes and stuff, and if there's not, if the husband is not in his right standing, you know, in leadership, you'll have chaos. You ain't going to have peace. You know, it is important to understand that one of the core elements of leadership is to set boundaries in which people can operate.
That's right.
You know, and so in order for people to truly be accountable, sometimes we got to set some boundaries, and they got to be healthy boundaries. I have to know, Elder, not to step into your area, and you as well. You know, when I submit, it is I'm yielding. I'm yielding to what you were saying first. And then just like on traffic, sometimes I'll let you on. Sometimes you got to wait. It just kind of depends. And if we really get this thing, if we are not accountable to God, how can we be accountable one to another?
And like we said earlier, when you are accountable, that means you are responsible. And to be responsible, you need instruction.
That's right.
And everything about instruction is communication.
Oh, Jesus.
You see, without communication, without feedback, there is no accountability. There has to be. And whenever you are listening.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? To who is speaking.
Yes.
It takes, even in a conversation, somebody has to take the road of leading.
That's right.
And somebody has to take the road of submitting to what is being heard.
Yes.
But if you ain't humble enough to even listen to instruction, see, a fool despises wisdom.
Just talk, talk, talk. Jesus.
You know what I mean? You don't want instruction. A fool despises instruction and wisdom from God. And that's one of the things that we have to understand, that we have to humble ourselves enough to be accountable to hear instructions.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But we have itching ears.
Yes.
And we want to turn away from sound doctrine.
Yes.
And that's the problem in the world today. We want to be amused. And we don't want entertainment. We don't want truth. I want truth.
Amen.
So I can be accountable to God.
That's right.
So that I can operate in the liberties and freedoms of God.
Amen.
And that takes order.
Yes.
That takes accountability.
Yes.
That takes being responsible.
Yes.
And like you said, it takes being mature.
That's right. You know, Elder, if you really open your eyes, you know, and we look at certain individuals, you know, I'm going to just truly, 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 like we always should have been. So I don't want to hear somebody say, hey, well, evangelist, you should have been doing that all around. You know, but really praying for people.
Yeah.
Maturity is not something, you can be 70 years old and still be very immature.
Absolutely.
You know, maturity is something, I think, with a conscious effort that you really say that I want. But if you've always been a person that get everything you want and you spoil, can't nobody tell you nothing, it's going to be very hard for you to come off that and to be able to be accountable. You know, you got to have direction. You got to have accountability. You got to have responsibility. And that's what God is calling us to. He is calling us to accountability. See, although you and I are husband and wife, it's an individual walk to Christ. I am accountable for everything that comes out of my mouth. Remember what the scripture said, every idle word we will give an account. We better be careful what we allow to come out our mouth when we're whispering and backbiting and thinking nobody else in the house of God can hear us, but God hears all.
He knows all too. That's right.
Amen. He knows the thoughts. We're going to have to give an account to every idle word that comes out of our mouth. We're going to give an account for every gift that God has given us that we just sit on. We're going to give an account for every single thing that God has blessed us with. Are we really being busy? Are we really being busy for God? Sometimes we just like, oh, I'm busy, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But are you doing it of God, or are you doing it for you? We have to be accountable, and we got to hold each other accountable and encourage.
That's
and show love. I'm not showing you being accountable in a mean way. We want to thank you for tuning in. My Lord, it is already time to end the service. thank you. We bless God on today for Easter. I know the children are going to have fun with the little bunnies tomorrow, but really, truly understand Jesus is the reason for the season. We thank you for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. We hope that your soul was fed on today.
Bless.
If God says the same, we will be on same time next week. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we. We are sounding out. God bless.
God bless.
Amen.